So we move into the baptisms, and we're on page 301 of the Red Prayer Books. Here we go. Page 301. And the first thing that happens is we do introductions on page 301. I say, in the church voice, the candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. So, you all, stand up. And the bottom of page 301, you have to introduce us. First name and middle name. See the line? I present dot to dot. Introduce us. Yeah, introduce us to her. We don't know who that is. Who is that? To receive the sacrament of baptism. Okay? Is there somebody else for baptizing? The one that just went out that way. Ho ho! Well, introduce us anyway. She'll be back. Okay. All right, Arliss is coming, right? Okay. Well, you all that are standing, anybody else going to get baptized today? Anybody else want to get baptized today? Okay, you all that are standing up. Will you be responsible for seeing the children you present? We're at the top of page 302. Will you be responsible for seeing the children you present are brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you all, parents and godparents, people standing in for godparents, family and friends, will you, by your prayers and life, your prayers and witness, help these children to grow into the full stature of Christ? Okay. No use. Might as well just stay up there. I invite you all to come up. Whoever's not carrying a child, bring a prayer book. And we're going to walk in your direction. I'm going to come stand over here. Whoever's not carrying a child, good timing. Come stand over here for a minute. And we're in the middle of page 302. Okay. Here's the first question. Over this way. But it's not in the prayer book. The first question is, what direction is that? North, south, east, west. No hints out there. Take a guess. You only got four choices. Huh? No. No. What direction do you think this is? West. There. Somebody said it. Yay! West. See, he knows. What happens in the west, except in June and July and August? Sun goes down. Down. Sun goes down in the west. Gets dark. Standing there with those children, you're facing into all the darkness there is in this world, seen and unseen. That's where you're holding the kids to face. All of us older than those kids know there's dark, hard stuff in the world. That's what you're looking at. In the early church, this is when they did the exorcisms. Middle of page 302. Holding those children. On behalf of those children, do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? On behalf of those children, do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? On behalf of those children, do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Okay, come walk over this way. Now we're going that way. Follow her, my barefoot friend. Okay, this is easier. What direction is this? What do you think that is? East there. See, this is not complicated stuff. What happens in the east? Bad weather. No, other than that. What happens in the east? Sun goes up. New day. New beginning. Christmas begins with the story of a star in the east. Easter begins with sunrise in a garden. There's always a new day. There's always a new beginning. Think what a new beginning it was in your life when this one came into it. There's never any endings, just new beginnings. Facing into the east, into the rising sun. Bottom page 302. On behalf of these children, do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior? On behalf of these children, you put your whole trust, like Julian, in His grace and love. On behalf of these children, you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord. All you, guys. Who, us? Yeah, you. Wake up, Pete. Having heard these promises, will you do everything in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ? I invite you to stand up, too. As we make again our own baptism promises on page 304, do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life of the blessed.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, God.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will,
God. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, God.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, God.
Let us now pray for these children who are about to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open their hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep them in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who were baptized in the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. You can come back over this way. You don't have to hide in the corner anymore. Except we lost the kids. It's really not that complicated. Yeah, in the back of life. All you need is somebody who doesn't have shoes on. Oh, you got shoes on. And water. And water. Over that way, the ice has just gone out of the rivers, and everybody's walking along going, oh, look how nice it is to see running water and not ice now. Think what a gift water is. Now, if you listen, you can hear this water singing. You ready? Whoa, yeah, isn't that fun? And we're going to play in water all summer. Yay! So what we're going to do now is say a prayer just to say thank you. That's ever, all God's ever trying to teach us how to say is just say thank you. So for the gift of water, the Lord be with you now. Let's give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel out of their slavery in Egypt into the land of promise. In water, your son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the slavery of sin into everlasting life. We thank you this afternoon, Father, for the water of baptism. In this water, we are buried with Christ in his death. By this water, we share in his resurrection. Through this water, we are reborn by Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. So sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear it today are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever and ever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Okay. You want to come to me? You're going to stay with... You want to come? Yeah. I'm safe. Look, see the water? Isn't that fun? See, you can splash it. Now, I'm going to put... She's right there. She's right there. I'm going to put it on your head 3 times. But just a little bit. It's not how much water you use. That's not the important thing. Okay, you ready? Now, name this child. First name and middle name. Peyton Cynthia Marie. Peyton Cynthia Marie. That's a big name. Yeah. Peyton Cynthia Marie. I baptize you this morning in the name of the Father. See? And the Son. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peyton Cynthia. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Now I invite you guys to wet your fingers and make the sign of the cross on our forehead. Yeah, hang on. You're doing fine. You'll do too? Easy, wasn't it? Anybody else? Oh, here, you want to splash again? Okay. Yeah, I know. Now, see, when you get bigger, they'll tell you, this is church, don't fool around. Don't listen to it. See? Play in the water, and there's a towel you can borrow, but you didn't get that much. Peekaboo. 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 That was fun. Let's do it again. Come on over. Now, did you see that? Are you worried about this? You want to touch it? Go ahead and touch it. See? It's just water. It's okay to splash. You can even splash it at people. if we don't splash the man with the camera over there because it costs a lot of money. Now, did you see, I'm going to put it on your head 3 times, okay? Okay. You want to just stay there or you want to come over to me? Just stay there. Now, name this child, first name and middle name.
Arlo
Sarah Lily. Okay, you ready? You keep playing. I'm going to put it on your head. Okay? Yeah, just a little bit. Arlissa Sarah Lily. Yeah, see? You're a lady. Roll up your sleeves. I'll do that too. Arlissa Sarah Lily, I baptize you now. Here it comes. In the name of the Father. There's a big smile over here. And the Son. One more time. Here it comes. Look out. Here it comes. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. Arlissa Sarah Lily. Goodness. Look at you. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit and baptism of Marcus Christ's home forever. Amen. I invite you guys to come over. They're going to put water on your head too. And make the sign of the cross. Wet your finger in the water and then make the sign of the cross. Good for you. Good job. Here, you want to borrow the towel? Oh, you can do the water too. And anybody else that would like to come up and say a prayer for it? Now, here's the good thing. You only do this once to somebody. Okay. Anybody else? Here's a towel, in case you want to dry off. No, I don't want to dry off. All right. Let's say a quick prayer here. Don't go away. I'm going to give you a present, another present. We're on the top of page 308. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sin, and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, the spirit to know you and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Now, Guy, is he still there? This candle, about a month ago, was lit when it was really dark and it was Good Friday and we lit it Easter night to remind us that the light shines in the darkness and you don't ever have to be afraid of the dark. This candle is for you, each of you, to remind you that you don't ever have to be afraid of the dark. You carry the light of God with you. And every year now, you can have 2 birthdays if you want. You can have your regular birthday party. And you can have another birthday party on May 8th, 9th, 9th, to remember a Mother's Day when you were baptized. Okay? Now, y'all come stand over here. And we're at the bottom of page 308. Y'all come stand on the steps. Because it began with introductions, and now all these people have to welcome you into the family. On the bottom of page 308, we say to them, we receive you into the household of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord now be always with you. Share that with your new sisters and everybody else, and it's okay to blow out the candle.